This is Girl to Woman Podcast with host and creator Ami Kayshawn, where I empower, educate, and entertain teen girls and women to have a greater relationship with self. This podcast is for you if you're ready to create and not wait on your happiness. If you're rocking with me, let's roll. Hello, what's going on with you? You know what today is. It's another day for you to have a greater relationship with yourself. I do my best to empower you on this Girl to Woman podcast with everyday down-to-earth girl talk motivation. Now, you can take it a step further. For those of you who want more valuable content, go to AniJohnson.com and sign up for my free audio, 10 Secrets to Having a Happy and Healthy Relationship with Self. This is what I call your self ship. In order for us to get to where we want to go, you gotta be flying your self ship, right? Right? Okay. You will also receive weekly inspiring notes straight to your inbox from me. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to AniJohnson.com and get your free audio already. Thanks for letting me roll with you on this journey. Now let's get started with our session. We're on session 147, and our topic of discussion today is creating better from a bitter situation. How are you guys doing today? We are on Thursday of the week, and I hope you're making the best of your day. I know there's a lot of still high, crazy energy in the atmosphere in our country right now, so a lot of people still may be feeling some type of way. And also, depending what's going on just in your personal world, it may just be a kind of chaotic and emotionally turmoil type of time. So whatever you may be going through, please do your best to put a smile on your face and make this day work for you, baby. I am actually one of those people who are still kind of baffling with all that's going on in our country. Not in the manner of I'm just shocked. Of course, I'm not shocked. But in the same sense, it's still sad. It's still crazy. On top of the fact that I still have my life. You know what I'm saying? But with all that is going on, this is kind of how I was inspired with this topic of creating better from a bitter situation. There is, I think, a sense of bitterness in the air with what's going on in our country. And if you are going through something personally in your life that is a struggle for you emotionally, that is deflating you emotionally, you may have some personal bitterness in the air dealing with a situation that you're going through. And I know that can't be easy. I do consider myself to be an optimist. I do consider myself to be, I try to be empowering and inspirational or whatever have you. But if you've listened to enough of my podcast, you know I'm a realist. And I think it's important in the midst of all the optimism and motivation that you consistently be real in the sense that life gets hard and frustrating and it pisses you off with some of the things that you may have to face. And so I wanted to talk about still in the sense of being on the spectrum of bitterness, focusing on getting to better. Because at the end of the day, I don't truly believe that bitterness serves you well in any way. Anger does. Hurt can, but bitterness, no. To me, bitterness is the byproduct of not processing the anger and the hurt. And I think it's important to go through the process of grieving. It's necessary because there are going to be things in our lives, random acts of life, and then other things that were kind of created by ourselves, that's going to have a purpose for you to grieve. Grieving is a reoccurring seasonal experience in your life. It's something that's going to happen kind of randomly
in a sense. You know, we lose a loved one or we randomly lose our job or, you know, we're going through a crisis with a family member or whatever. It's a grieving process. And it's not necessarily just looking at it from a grieving of death of a life, a physical life, but it could be death of just losing something, something coming to an end, something coming to completion. And now it's over in a sense. And when you don't, in my opinion, go through that grieving process the way that you're supposed to, bitterness sets in. And it's like arthritis or rigor mortis, even if you don't take care of it. How do you create better from bitter? You can be in a very bitter situation because your finances just changed on you abruptly. You can be in a bitter situation because someone didn't show up the way that they were supposed to in the relationship. You can be in a bitter situation because there's turmoil going on with you and your children or someone else in your family. You can be in a bitter situation because of anything. There is someone literally in a bitter situation because of the things that just happened in our country last week. So there are so many reasons on how we get to the place of bitterness. But I'm always coming with my buts, right? I believe, even though that we're going to all have a story, and within that story, we're going to all have our custom set of issues and BS that we have to face. Some of these things we will cause upon ourselves, if we're being honest with ourselves, and some of these things will just be life gifts wrapped in a pile of S, you know what I'm saying? In the midst of you having to deal with your customized set of issues and you having to go through your anger, your pain, your hatred, or whatever, I think it is natural that the human spirit still wants to live if you are alive. I think it's natural that the human spirit kicks in a resilient mode by default. I don't truly believe that the human spirit wants to die if it's living. I really hope that makes sense. Now, the human spirit has nothing to do with how you may feel mentally or emotionally. I think that's something more so in our control. But I think just being the spirit that we are, just being a default spirit, I think naturally the human spirit has a sense of resiliency that's uncontrollable. You know, I think we've seen it during 9/11. I think we've seen it even with the situation that happened in Dallas. The human spirit, if you are alive, the human spirit still has a need to want to live. But I think it all comes down to the powerful word of choosing to do so. You have to make the choice to live fully and live presently in the midst of a bitter, effed up, jacked up, all hell just hit the fan situation. Are you willing to choose? Don't try to choose it before you go through the anger or the hatred or the frustration. I don't believe that that's healthy. But I think eventually after you get through all that, before you walk into the amusement park of bitterness, I think you should think twice and say, do I want to continuously live in the land of bitterness or do I desire to create better? There's this gospel artist by the name of Jessica Reedy, and she has a song out called Better. It's actually kind of old, but it's a great song either way. And I just want to share this with someone who may not be feeling so tough. Someone who may not be feeling so resilient to get out of the amusement park of bitterness. But yet, your mind, your vision is still looking and desiring to create better. The lyric says, I used to be so broken, lost, empty. A heart with no beat. A singer with no song to sing. So I know the feeling. The silence is deafening. But in your pain lies a blessing, a sweeter song of victory. So keep walking and walking and walking. Though it seems far, no matter who you are, there's one thing that I know. Life can leave you so bitter, bitter, bitter. But you must believe that it gets better, 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 better. So I pray that you have peace beyond your own understanding and capacity to hold it. I pray that you breathe in every step that you take, because I know it's not going to be easy. But most importantly, I pray that you choose to live fully and live presently and create better from a bitter situation. Time to share your 2 to 5 cents. Hit me up on facebook.com/AniKJ420, or you can tweet me at AniJ420. This is our season of healing happiness and creating better from a bitter situation. Please feel free to share this podcast episode with a friend today. And if you're listening to me on iTunes or Stitcher Radio, leave me a review. I want to know what you think and how I can better serve you. Until we talk again, know that I love you. I'm out of here.